First, we have Spatio News. Yesterday, Ned Price, an official of the United States State Department, made the following statement in Washington.
Earlier today, the Russian Federation recklessly conducted a destructive satellite test of a direct ascent anti-satellite missile against one of its own satellites. The test has so far generated over 1,500 pieces of trackable orbitable debris and hundreds of thousands of pieces of smaller orbital debris that now threaten the interests of all nations. In addition, this test will significantly increase the risk to astronauts and cosmonauts on the International Space Station, as well as to other human spaceflight activities. Russia's dangerous and irresponsible behavior jeopardizes the long-term sustainability of outer space and clearly demonstrates that Russia's claims of opposing the weaponization of space are disingenuous and hypocritical. The United States will work with our allies and partners to respond.
The victim of this test was a satellite called Cosmos 1408. It was a Soviet electronic and signals intelligence satellite launched in September of 1982. Its initial orbit had an apogee, that's a high point, of 679 kilometers and a perigee, or low point, of 645 kilometers. Its inclination of 82 degrees to the equator allowed it to pass over the full land and ocean areas of the world, allowing them to eavesdrop on all sorts of electronic communications. Now, long since defunct, by the time of its destruction by the Russian missile, its apogee had decayed down to 490 kilometres and its perigee to 465 kilometres. Today, the International Space Station has an apogee of 424 kilometres and a perigee of 417 kilometres, only a few kilometres below that of the destroyed satellite. Its orbit is inclined at 51.6 degrees to the plane of the equator, and this means the space station passes through the debris field of Cosmos 1408 twice each orbit. That's roughly about every 45 minutes. No wonder, then, that yesterday the seven astronauts aboard the International Space Station twice took shelter inside their Soyuz and Crew Dragon spaceships. Now, if you've ever seen the movie Gravity, you will understand what is at stake. The Chinese space station is orbiting slightly lower than the International Space Station, with apogee of 388 kilometres, perigee of 382 kilometres, and inclination of 41.5 degrees. Now, there's been no word on whether the three astronauts aboard have yet needed to take any action. In Washington, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson was fuming when told of the destruction of Cosmos 1408. He said he was outraged and it was unthinkable that Russia would endanger the astronauts, including two Russians, as well as the Chinese taikonauts. Now, as of this afternoon, none of the trackable fragments of Cosmos 1408 had been added to the publicly accessible database of space objects. It is not clear whether the Director General of the Russian Space Agency, Roscosmos, that's Dmitry Rogozin, was advised in advance about the anti-satellite test. The test would have been conducted by the Russian military forces, not by Roscosmos. He said yesterday that the danger had passed and the station is now in the green zone, as he called it. Now, this anti-satellite test is not the first in history. During the 1970s and early 1980s, the Soviet Union conducted a dozen tests in which a Hunter satellite was launched to chase down a target satellite. When in close proximity, the Hunter would explode, peppering the target with shrapnel. Some of these tests left over 100 trackable fragments in orbit. In 1985 September, the United States launched a missile from an F-15 Eagle aircraft. It destroyed a military scientific satellite called Solwind that had been in orbit since 1979 February. That hit left 287 trackable fragments circling the Earth, and it took many years before the last of those re-entered the Earth's atmosphere. In late 2006, the United States launched a spy satellite known variously as USA 193 and NROL 21. That's National Reconnaissance Office launch number 21. It failed soon after launch. In early 2008, a SM-3 missile was fired to destroy the errant satellite. The stated aim was to prevent hazardous parts of the re-entering satellite harming people on the ground. The 174 fragments from that explosion soon decayed from orbit. The worst anti-satellite test came in 2007 when China destroyed its Fengyong-1C weather satellite that had been in space since mid-1999. That collision scattered thousands of pieces over near-Earth space. By my count, 3,513 objects have been catalogued, with more added frequently. Indeed, two more were added in the catalogue on November the 5th of this year. Thousands of these objects are still in orbit. Indeed, they count for nearly one-third of all objects being tracked. In January of 2019, India launched Microsat R, which was announced as a scientific satellite. 2 months later, a missile was fired at it, shattering it into more than 400 fragments. Fortunately, all of those soon decayed from orbit. Now, until yesterday, there had been 49,407 objects listed in the Spacetrack catalogue since 1957. It should be noted, though, that there are 60 recent Starlink communication satellites awaiting identification before being added to the catalogue. They were launched a few days ago. Now, I had been eagerly awaiting Object 50,000, hoping that it would be something more memorable than one of Elon Musk's Starlinks or a British OneWeb internet satellite. Ah, well, now that hope has been dashed.